This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why difficult people often escalate when you give them patient hearing for the first time. What looks like progress can trigger a surge before it brings calm. In short, patient hearing often makes a difficult person's behaviour surge before it settles. This is not failure. It is a predictable release of held tension when someone finally feels heard, possibly for the first time in years. The escalation is a decompression response, not defiance. Withdrawing your listening at the surge point is the most common mistake. Knowing the signs in advance is the difference between holding steady and walking away at exactly the wrong moment. Definition: patient hearing escalation describes the behavioral surge that occurs when a difficult person receives genuine, attentive listening for the first time. Rather than calming immediately, they intensify speaking louder, releasing more grievances, or becoming more emotional as held tension finally finds a safe exit. You offered someone real patience for the first time. You stayed quiet, kept your eyes on them, let them speak without jumping in, and then, instead of settling, they got louder, more agitated, more overwhelming. You sat there thinking you had made a terrible mistake. I know that feeling. I have been on both sides of that table. Here is what nobody tells you about patient hearing with a difficult person the first time you do it properly. Things often get worse before they get better. Not because you did something wrong. Because you did something right, and the person in front of you does not know how to handle it yet. Understanding why this happens, and recognizing the specific warning signs before they arrive, is what separates people who can hold this process steady from those who abandon it at exactly the moment it begins to work. What makes the escalation so easy to misread? Most people who have tried patient hearing with a difficult colleague, a guarded team member, or a long frustrated partner tell the same story. They held the silence. They resisted the urge to fix things. They listened, genuinely. And then the other person escalated, and it felt like proof that their approach had failed. The problem is that escalation and failure look identical from the outside. Both involve raised voices and unresolved emotion. Both feel like the conversation is heading somewhere dangerous. Without knowing what you're actually watching, you will read a breakthrough as a breakdown every time. This is a mistakes article. The errors being made here belong to the listener, not the speaker. The difficult person in front of you is behaving exactly as you should expect them to behave. You are the one misreading the signals and adjusting too early or withdrawing too soon. The six mistakes that turn a surge into a crisis. 1. Treating the emotional surge as a signal to back off. What it looks like. The moment the other person's voice rises or their language becomes more intense, you instinctively soften, redirect, or find a reason to close the conversation down. Why it happens. Every instinct you've been trained in says that escalation means danger. When someone gets louder, you quiet the room. It feels like the responsible move. Why it matters. You withdraw listening at the exact moment the person is decompressing. The emotional release they started cannot complete. The trust they had just begun to extend collapses. They walk away confirmed in their belief that nobody will ever truly hear them, and they become harder to reach next time. What to do? Before the conversation, set a private threshold. I will hold steady through the first surge and not redirect until they have fully released what they are carrying. Staying present through the peak is the method, not a bonus skill. Here is the truth of it: the surge is not the problem. Leaving during the surge is the problem. 2. Rushing to solve the problem before the feeling has passed. What it looks like. The person has barely finished raising their frustration when you start offering solutions, context, or explanations. You feel helpful. They feel cut off. Why it happens. Listening without responding feels passive. You want to demonstrate that you heard them by doing something with what they said. Problem solving feels like action. Why it matters. Jumping to solution signals that you are listening for content, not for the person. A difficult person with a long grievance history will interpret early problem solving as another dismissal. The emotional backlog is still full, and now they are angrier, not calmer. This is one of the most reliable ways to restart a decompression surge from the beginning. What to do? Hold a clear rule: no solutions until they have gone quiet and the room has settled. The moment you notice their urge to offer a fix, ask a question instead. What else has been sitting with you? Keeps the listening open without requiring you to solve anything yet. I spent the first 20 years of my working life solving problems people had not finished describing. It did not help a single one of them. 3. Interpreting increasing volume as increasing anger. What it looks like. As the person continues, the voice gets louder and their language gets stronger. You read this as escalating aggression. They experience it as finally being able to speak at full volume. Why it happens. Volume and anger share the same physical signals. Without context, they are genuinely hard to distinguish. If you have only ever seen this person in a defended, controlled state, their full emotional range will feel alarming. Why it matters. If you respond to volume with defensiveness, you confirm every expectation the difficult person carries about conversations ending badly. You create the very outcome you were trying to prevent. This mistake is among the most counterintuitive. The louder they get, the more they may actually be trusting you. What to do? Watch the body, not just the voice. Someone releasing held tension typically stays in their seat, makes eye contact, and follows a thread. Someone genuinely escalating toward hostility typically moves physically, fragments their speech, and loses the thread. Learn to read the difference, because understanding the amygdala hijack and how it silently blocks communication will tell you far more than volume alone. Loud is not always angry. Sometimes loud is just finally heard. 4. Apologizing or agreeing prematurely to stop the surge. What it looks like. To reduce the intensity, you offer agreement or apology before you've actually heard the full picture. The pressure drops. The conversation ends. You feel relieved. Why it happens. Premature agreement is a pressure valve. It works in the short term. The difficult person stops escalating. The tension lifts. You mistake that for resolution. Why it matters. You have trained the person that escalation produces results. You've also cut the genuine patient hearing process short. The underlying issue remains untouched, and the next conversation will start from a higher baseline of intensity. If your goal is de-escalating team conflict without losing the relationship, premature agreement is one of the surest ways to undermine that goal. What to do? Distinguish between acknowledgement and agreement. I can see this has been weighing on you for a long time is acknowledgement. It does not commit you to any position. It keeps the listening alive without feeding the escalation dynamic. 5. Failing to prepare yourself for the surge before it arrives. What it looks like. You enter the conversation with good intentions and no specific plan for what to do when the emotional intensity rises. When it arrives, you improvise. Your improvised response is usually one of the 4 mistakes above. Why it happens. We tend to prepare for the content of difficult conversations, not the emotional shape of them. You rehearse what you want to say. You do not rehearse how you will hold steady when the other person surges. Why it matters. Without preparation, the threat response takes over the moment intensity rises. You act on instinct rather than method. Everything you intended to offer through patient hearing gets overridden in the first 60 seconds of discomfort. Knowing how to respond when a team member reacts defensively is a skill that requires deliberate preparation, not just good intentions. What to do? Before any conversation where patient hearing is your tool, spend 2 minutes scripting your internal anchor. Write down the sentence and read it before you walk in. The surge is a sign this is working. My job is to hold the space, not manage the volume. Preparation for the emotional shape of a conversation is as important as preparation for its content. I learned this the hard way, many times. 6. Closing the conversation the moment the intensity drops. What it looks like. The person has released some of what they were carrying. There is a natural pause. You take the opening and wrap things up, relieved that the worst seems to be over. Why it happens. The pause after a surge feels like a finish line. The pressure is lower. The person seems calmer, and the urge to exit before it restarts is strong. Why it matters. That pause is usually where the real conversation begins. What came before it was often the defended layer, the surface frustration. What comes next, if you hold steady and stay open, is frequently where the person tells you what they actually need. Leaving at the pause is like stopping digging 3 feet from water. Recovering the full conversation after it has nearly gone wrong requires staying through the pause, not retreating from it. What to do? Let the silence sit for 5 full seconds after the first drop in intensity. Then ask one open question. Is there anything else you want me to understand about this? That question signals that the listening is real and that you are not fleeing the first available exit. The root cause behind all 6 mistakes. These 6 mistakes are not random. They share a single route. You enter the conversation treating patients as a technique rather than a commitment. You applied patient hearing as a method for managing the other person's behavior, not as a genuine offering of presence. A difficult person who has spent years feeling dismissed carries a finely tuned detector for conditional listening. The moment your patience reveals itself as a tool, you will withdraw when the temperature rises. They feel it. The surge intensifies. Your technique collapses. And you conclude that patient hearing does not work with this particular person. The truth is that it never started. Passive-aggressive behavior that quietly erodes relationships almost always has this kind of conditional listening at its source. Real patient hearing requires you to mean it, especially during the surge. A quick diagnostic. Are you holding the line or just performing patience? Read each statement. Answer honestly yes or no. When someone's voice rises during a conversation, my instinct is to lower the temperature rather than keep listening. I typically start thinking about solutions while the other person is still speaking. I have ended conversations at the first sign of emotional release, telling myself the timing was wrong. I use agreement or apology to reduce tension before I have fully understood the issue. I do not prepare for the emotional shape of difficult conversations, only for their content. I feel relieved, rather than curious, when an intense conversation pauses. Scoring. 0 to 1 yes. You are holding the line well. Trust the process. 2 to 3 yes. You are performing patience more often than offering it. Focus on the root cause before your next difficult conversation. 4 to 6 yes. Your patient hearing is conditional, and the difficult people in your life almost certainly know it. Start with the preparation practice in mistake 5 before anything else. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Your first move before the next conversation. You do not need to overhaul your entire approach. You need one concrete change before your next difficult conversation. Write down your surge anchor and read it aloud before you walk in. The surge anchor is a single sentence you prepare in advance that reminds you what the escalation actually means. Something plain and direct. If this person raises their voice, it means I am doing this right. My job is to stay present and keep listening. That one sentence, prepared and read, changes what your brain reaches for when the intensity rises. Instead of improvising a retreat, you recognize the moment for what it is. The conversation has a chance to become the one you actually intended to have. If you want to go further, the recover method and understanding how amygdala hijack derails high-pressure conversations in real time will give you a full framework to work within. Patient hearing escalation is not a sign that the person is beyond reach. It is usually a sign that they have been waiting a long time for someone to stay. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing escalation? Patient hearing escalation is the surge in difficult behavior that often occurs when someone receives genuine, attentive listening for the first time. Because they expect dismissal, the unexpected safety of being heard can release held tension in the form of louder, more intense, or more emotional responses. Why do difficult people escalate when you listen to them? Difficult people often carry an emotional backlog built from years of feeling dismissed. When you offer real patient hearing, the psychological guard drops and suppressed frustration surfaces. The escalation is not defiance. It is decompression, and it is a predictable response to unexpected safety. How do you stay calm during a patient hearing escalation? Prepare a short internal script before a conversation. Remind yourself that the surge is a sign the process is working, not failing. Keep your voice low, your body still, and resist the urge to defend or redirect. Let the emotional wave pass without feeding it. How long does escalation last when you use patient hearing? For most people, the surge during patient hearing lasts between 2 and 5 minutes if you hold steady and do not respond defensively. Breaking eye contact, interrupting, or shifting to problem solving too early can restart the cycle. Patience through the peak is the method. Is escalation during patient hearing a sign that things are getting worse? No. Escalation during patient hearing is almost always a sign of progress. Not failure. It means the person feels safe enough to release what they have been holding. The danger is misreading the surge as aggression and withdrawing the listening that caused it. What is the first move after a patient hearing escalation? After the surge, Do not jump to solutions. Name what you observed without judgment. Say you can see this has been building for a long time, and you want to understand it fully. That single acknowledgement signals that the listening was real and opens the door to genuine exchange. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.